from KQED.
There's a lot to be confused about on this November's ballot. Opaque fundraising, complicated language, unclear outcomes. In a crowded field of confusion, Proposition 40 is one of the leaders in this election because you have to think twice about voting for the outcome you want. We've called in John Myers, political editor for the Sacramento television station KXTV, to explain. Thank you for talking with us, John.
Happy to try to sort out the confusion, Rachel.
So to start with, this is a referendum, and that means what?
Yeah, it's a different kind of ballot question. And you know, this measure hasn't gotten a lot of attention for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a referendum. And second of all, it's an orphaned referendum. Nobody's actually behind it anymore. And we'll explain that in a moment. But a referendum is a different question for the voters. Unlike an initiative, which asks the voters to create a law, a referendum asks you, do you want to overturn an existing law? Do you support an existing law? So if you vote yes on Prop 40, you are saying, yes, I support the existing law of political districts for the California State Senate. We may remember that these were drawn by a citizens panel in 2011. A yes vote says, yes, I like the maps that Independent Citizens Commission drew. A no vote says, no, I do not like them. I want them redrawn. And so this is a chance for people to weigh in on those maps that were drawn for the State Senate, one of the maps that they drew back in 2011.
It's good that you mentioned that because I think a lot of people think, wait a minute, didn't the Citizens Redistricting Commission have to do with more than just state Senate maps? But that's specifically what Proposition 40 is talking about.
Indeed. And you know, Rachel, if we peel it back a little bit more, Prop 40 was a big gamble that was put on by the California Republican Party. And let me explain, because what the California Republican Party and members of the Republican Party in the state saw when they saw that state Senate map is there was one particular district along the Central Coast that they didn't like. There were a few others they may not have liked either. They challenged those districts in the California Supreme Court. And part of their court challenge was to qualify a ballot referendum at the same time and try to kind of force the Supreme Court's hand to get involved and redraw those maps. Well, late last year, or early this year, I should say, in January, the California Supreme Court said, no, we're going to let that citizens map stand. The California Republican Party had already spent $2 million to qualify the referendum, and they had already submitted the signatures. And as we know in California, once you put something on the ballot, it is almost impossible to get it off the ballot. And so now, as I said, this is an orphaned measure. Even the California Republican Party says, it's okay. We want those maps to stand. So no one is asking you to overturn the maps. Everyone is asking you to vote yes and ratify that citizens redistricting state Senate map.
Is there anybody who doesn't want Proposition 40 to pass?
Not really. I mean, because the reality is that if Prop 40 fails, and again, under the terms of a referendum, if the voters reject that map, set of maps for the California State Senate, it would go back to the California Supreme Court. And in its ruling back in January, the state's high court said, you know what? We may even consider this very same map, just taking the name Citizens Commission off of it and making it our own map. And I think a lot of watchers believe that those districts that members of the state Senate and would-be state senators are running in this election season, it's going to happen either way. Either the court would just basically bless it again if Prop 40 should happen to fail, or if Prop 40 passes, everything goes back. It's very confusing, but I do think the moral of the story is that we don't get a lot of referendums. And this, again, is what happens when you put something on the ballot. You can't pull it back once you submit those signatures. You got to run a campaign of some sort.
So let me get this straight. No matter what happens November 6th, we're still going to get the same state Senate maps that the Citizens Redistricting Commission wanted?
It's my belief, Rachel, that would be the case. I can't say that 100%, but having covered this and watched the redistricting process and watched what the court said, I think the court thinks that those maps are constitutional. That was their threshold. Were they fair? Did they meet laws about fairness to minority groups and populations? They think the maps are fair. The Republicans didn't like them for political reasons. One way or the other, I think these are the maps you're going to get. Having said that, it's a heck of a lot easier. I think everyone would agree if the voters said yes to Prop 40 and the map stayed in place that way. Otherwise, you got to go back to court, and that costs time and money.
Well, John, thank you for providing some clarity for us.
There's not much, but happy to do it. Thank you.
That's John Myers, political editor for the Sacramento television station KXTV.